reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Job. It's on page 565. And we read at Job chapter 38, verses 4 through 18. This is God's response to Job and his complaints, if you will, that God doesn't understand. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.' Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare, if you know all this." This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 10. It's found on page 1211. And we read Romans 10, beginning at verse 5. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' that is to bring Christ down. Or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you and in your mouth and in your heart.' That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, 'Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame.' For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, found on page 1048. And we read Matthew 14, beginning at verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for today, in particular, these words. So Peter got out of the boat and walked in the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" This is our text. As we've been in the process for quite some time now of clearancing out Pastor Johnson's home and getting it ready for my daughter to move in, we got underneath the deck the other day where there's a lot of stuff that was being stored. And as we were taking things out, we came across a little Schwinn bike with training wheels on it. It brought back a lot of memories. Grandchildren of Pastor Johnson. My children, my brother-in-law's children, my other brother-in-law's children, most of whom, for the very first time, rode a bike on that bike with its training wheels. And every now and again, as the children would get older, the training wheels would come off, and they would try their first to ride a bike all by themselves. I remember teaching my children how to ride bikes, and there's a couple of things when you're first learning to ride a bike that you must remember. Probably chief of all things is do not attempt to ride a bike like this. It doesn't work. Now, down there is the ground. And children naturally fear it from the heights of their bike. If they fall on it, they might bump their knees, scrape a little skin off. Every now and again, they even break bones. The ground for bike riders is the enemy. But if you look at it, you're sure to fall. You have to keep your eyes on what is ahead. In our gospel lesson for today, to a certain extent, Jesus is taking the training wheels, so to speak, off of Peter and his faith. The disciples have been out in a boat with Jesus before, several chapters earlier in the Gospel of Matthew. Many of them were trained fishermen. They are accustomed to being out on the Sea of Galilee with its frequent storms that would come up. And the first time they were out in that boat with Jesus, it was such a fierce storm that even these trained fishermen were afraid that it was going to swamp the boat and they would all drown in the sea. And as they're doing their best to keep the boat afloat, there is Jesus in the back of the boat, taking a nap, seemingly unaware of the dangers that they face. And they are miffed, maybe even appalled. And they go to him and they wake him up and they say, "Lord, don't you care that we're about to die?" And Jesus arises and with a word calms the storm. He was asleep because there was nothing to worry about. Oh, life was difficult for the disciples at the moment. But no real worries. Subsequent to that event, the disciples witnessed Jesus doing many other amazing things, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, and things like that. Now they're out on the boat again. Jesus isn't with them this time. And they're terrified as they see this figure coming to them on the water. Normally you don't see people walking on water coming to your boat. And then he calms them again. "Take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid." Now there was no horrible storm going on. Although they had been having problems making any progress, the wind was fairly strong. But it's not as if they were afraid they were going to die at this moment, once they realized it's Jesus. And Peter, recognizing Jesus' voice, said, "Lord, if it is you, say to me, come." And the Lord says, "Okay, Peter. Come." And Peter gets out of the boat, and he does walk on water. But like a child with the training wheels off for the first time, instead of keeping focused on his Lord and what he has asked Peter to do, he looks at the wind and the waves. He considers what his own gifts and strengths and talents are. I've never done this before. What am I doing out of the boat? And he begins to sink. Now, this is really the most fascinating part of the whole account. In a way, it's never really made sense to me. If Jesus is there and he says, walk on water, and he's sitting there walking on water, why can't you? What do you have to be afraid about? And yet, as Peter is sinking, he cries out to this Jesus, Lord, save me. If Jesus can save him, can't he also make him walk on water? And yet somehow Peter's lost that connection, if you will. He believes that Jesus has the power to save him as he's drowning in the water by walking on water himself and pulling him up. But he doesn't believe that Jesus has the power to make him walk on water. When Jesus hears Peter's cry, he immediately reaches down, grabs hold of him, and pulls him up. But then he says to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? It seems to me that often in life we have the same problem as Saint Peter. We have, if you will, faith in Jesus to do some very great and powerful things, but not the same faith in Jesus when it comes to, if you will, lesser matters. I think we all here today believe that when death comes calling, that Jesus will be there for us. When our eyelids close in death, although we are powerless to conquer itself, that he will be there to conquer it for us. We know he's already been there for us. He's taken on our human flesh. He's gone to the cross. He's suffered and died and risen again. He tells us that in the waters of baptism, we have been joined to him, and in that we take our comfort. We know that our Lord can save us, if you will, from drowning. But there are so many other ways in which God calls to us to trust in him, to walk towards him in ways that he wants us to walk towards him. Now, we're not asked necessarily to get out of a boat and step on water, but there are a lot of challenges in life that we face. Just our mere service to our Lord. He asks us to give him of our time, of our talents, of our treasures. But there are times we say to him, Lord, I can't. I've got these problems in my life. I got these troubles. I got these challenges. I just can't do it. And the Lord says, come. And we say, no, I can't. And although you are all here right now, how often don't you see people who are drifting in their faith from church? They miss a Sunday. now and again. Then it's a couple Sundays in a row. And if you will, after a while, you hear that they've lost all interest in church. If you will, they're focusing on the ground of this earth. After all, life is so busy. There's so much that we have to do, and we just can't do it all. And they take their eyes off from Jesus. They forget what we are called to and where we are called to. That this life is just our temporary dwelling. Heaven is our goal. And then you hear that there's troubles and problems. They've become so wrapped up in this world that they're drowning. Now understand this. And no matter how far we have sunk, if we call to the Lord, just as with Peter, He will be there. He is a faithful and loving God. And as He did with Peter, He will reach out His hand and pull us up. But it might also be that after He does so, He will challenge us with these words. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you take your eyes off from Me? Why did you stop relying on My strength and My power and start focusing on your own? You can only walk on water if I've asked you to and promise you My help. You can only walk on water or ride a bike. If you get your eyes off from what is past and what is present and focus on where you're heading, and in the case of our life, keeping our eyes focused on a Jesus and the heavenly goal to which He has called us. If you try to ride a bike, if you try to walk on water by looking down, it's not going to be good. But if we keep our lives focused on Christ and the heavenly calling to which He calls us, we can do amazing things in our lives, not just for ourselves, but for others. God grant that that remains our focus. That with Peter, wherever God calls us in life, whatever He asks us to do, we will get out of the safety of our boats and even be willing to walk on water toward Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeout.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.